Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, some very unflattering information was revealed by about Christopher Tape. Most of it after he was actually elected. And as a result thereof, there are a lot of folks that are very upset by the information that has been revealed, and folks are now taking matters into their own hand, and they're involving and in organizing a recall effort. And one of the campaign leaders joins us, Noble Bates Young. Noble, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I know that you've been involved in St. Tammany economic development and opportunity and the like for a number of years. What are you folks thinking? What are they saying? And how's this organizing of this recall effort going?
So folks are saying, wow, when they're getting the full picture, and really all you have to do is a quick Google search of his name, and you get the full picture of what's happening out there. There are people online who are saying, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty. If you review the files that have been shared that are public records from New Mexico, you can see that where there's smoke, there's fire. I think it's important to note that 4 months after he was accused of this was 9/11, and we all know what happened after 9/11. This is a technicality that he got away with this. And I do think it's also important to note that he was not elected. He walked into office unopposed. So the St. Tammany community was never given the opportunity to speak on this man. It was in the noise in November of all of our legislative seat, our parish council, all of our parish-wide officials, our statewide officials. There was a lot happening at this time. So when those who were paying attention, like myself, was watching qualifying, and we went, oh, okay, one guy for coroner, one guy for assessor. Those are two races we don't have to worry about. Let's check them off the list. But now, you know, this recall is giving us the opportunity for our citizens to speak. And that is the most important thing that's happening right now.
This individual actually worked for the previous coroner, right? And I had him on air, and he tells me that he was not aware of his history until very recently as well.
Yeah, so this has kind of opened a lot of eyes. You know, I couldn't tell you the last time I applied for a job where I wasn't background checked, but apparently the coroner's office does not do background checks. But, you know, the problem with that sentence is we could have done a background check, but because he wasn't charged, it wouldn't have been on his record. So it was the kind of thing that, had that policy been in place, which, you know, I understand that with some things moving under the umbrella, there's a bill working through the legislature that would move some functions under parish government, those employees would now be subject to background checks. But again, that doesn't close the loophole that we're in right now. It kind of feels like the Twilight Zone. Every time you ask, well, what about this? Wouldn't apply, wouldn't have helped. So there's a lot happening. There's a lot of conversations. And Dr. Preston does say that he was not aware of this until recently. And my understanding is that once he found out about it, he raised the flag. So we're all trying to get going in the right direction now.
So how many signatures do you guys need to procure? This, we recently had one here in the city of New Orleans relative to Mayor LaToya Cantrell. The threshold is not an easy one to reach. So how many signatures do you guys need to achieve?
Right now, rough number, we're looking at 38,000. What I will say is that on Tuesday, we filed with the Secretary of State to start this process. They then send it to the Registrar of Voters in St. Tammany Parish, who says as of Tuesday, Lord, it's been a week. What day was Tuesday? As of Tuesday, our registered number is X, and you have to have 20% of that number. So the actual, the down to the number that you need of signatures is this number. We have not received that official number yet, but we're already out gangbusters. We've got people with we're calling them binders, that they're out working the community. In 2 days, I've filled up 3 pages, so there's 15 per page. So, and that's just me. We've got probably 50 binders out in the community, and everybody's saying, I got 50 already. I've got 42. So, it's going to start strong, and we understand that it's going to be a long process, and that is a high number. But the way I broke it down yesterday to somebody that kind of put it in perspective, if you take a group that's got 60 people in it, and it's an organization, a civic group, whatever it is, if every single person in that organization makes a pledge and they take one sheet of paper, which is 15 signatures, and every single person collects 15 signatures, which is incredibly doable. That's, your household and the three houses around you or your coworkers. If everybody does 15 in that group, that's 900 right now. So, if you break it down, that's 38 organizations we can get to. We also have on our website, we launched last night a hub page, which is really just a list of all of the locations who have said, we want a binder in-house, advertise that the binder's here. So, yesterday I ran into somebody, I said, can you sign? And they said, I actually stopped by Downtown Drugs this morning and I've already signed. So the hubs are also up and running and working as well.
One of the biggest challenges is reconciliation of these lists to make sure that folks are actually registered voters, that they qualify to sign the list. And one of the breakdowns, I think, in the recall election with Mayor LaToya Cantrell is that they did not have a daily reconciliation. And when you get up into those types of numbers, it can get away from you really fast.
Yeah,
and if you're not creating the necessary backroom operation with the database and everything else, checking and double checking to make sure that your record is sacrosanct. The way the law reads, it stacks up against you. You have to anticipate what those things are going to actually be and just double check and do it daily, because if you let it go for a week, it's hard to catch up.
Yeah, so we have a group of retired teachers who, my mother was a teacher, and I know that they are black and white, no nonsense, keeping everything on the up and up. And they're the ones who are going to kind of keep us moving forward with that tick sheet and keeping us on the right process.
Yeah, because I find that was the breakdown, because I interviewed Ms. Carter here every week, sometimes twice a week, and it became evident to me that they really never had that running total number, the back room operation, knowing where they were, why they were, and otherwise, and double checking. You'll have people sign lists two and three times. They even forgot they signed the list. So you'll have duplication and the like. What is Mr. Tape saying to you guys? Have y'all had an opportunity to talk to him?
I don't see, I'm not going to be somebody who reaches out. I think that whether people saying the right, he got off, he wasn't charged with this, he's innocent until proven guilty. That's just about the integrity and the character of somebody that we want representing us or don't want representing us. And he could be an excellent coroner. Me personally, Noble Bates Young, that's not the type of character and integrity and individual that I want representing me. So that's, you know, a high on the list of reasons that I got involved with this.
No, absolutely. So you've been out there for a couple of days now. Mood of the public. What are you hearing?
Well, there's some education that's still happening. What's going on? What happened? And when you tell people this is the history of it and his background, their initial instinct is, where do I sign? How can I help? What can I do? Give me a binder. You know, there are a lot of people who are coming on board and agreeing with this. We really haven't had, nobody's pushed back on me personally. Everybody's on the up and up. This, I know that 38,000 is a lot, but if we keep pounding the pavement and the message is clear, this is easy, right? You know, some of the things that I found with and I wasn't in this recall, but with the LaToya recall, is that, you know, some people she didn't bother most people, right? Like some people, they just did, I don't need to sign. I'm not that upset with her. I'm good. Whereas with us, you know, this is bipartisan, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Everybody can be on the same page that accusations of child sexual abuse are not okay. So, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to champion and get behind.
One of the failures too in the recall of Mayor LaToya Cantrell was political leadership, political willingness, political leaders' willingness to step out. And where do y'all stand there?
So we are compiling a list because, you know, when you're out in the community and you say, you know, myself and Gene Cefalu and Cheryl Martinez, the people who are on the paperwork for all of these things, those names don't necessarily mean anything to the general public, but when we say that our legislative delegation, and we list them, who are all supportive, they wrote a letter urging him to resign. The parish council did a letter urging him to resign. So there are people who've already put out how they feel about this situation, and they've all been supportive of the effort. And we have a section on our website of our honorary chairmen who are supportive, and they have name recognition, and they're, you know, elected, previously elected.
Have any of them signed? Have they signed?
So Tuesday when I went to, we went to the Secretary of State's office, and in one of my jobs, I work at the Capitol. So I left the Secretary of State's office and I went to the Capitol and I had the binder, and our entire legislative delegation has personally signed the recall already.
That's good news. I mean, cause I don't think they had a single person in New Orleans do it. I know we had a similar situation in Jefferson. I was an elected official at the time. I signed. And, you know, I just, I'm a firm believer, you can't complain if you don't get involved and if you let others, you know, handle it. So, I mean, it sounds to me like y'all are a long way down the road to have the entire legislative delegation sign the recall petition.
Yeah. Yep. Starting with a bang.
Well, best of luck to you. We'll check in with you as you go along the way, because your time is tolling now, right?
Yeah. The clock started on Tuesday, so we're looking at mid-October. But, you know, there are some dates we have to be wary of to see when we get it on the ballot. So those are, you know, that's our next thing to tackle.
Best of luck to you. Noble Bates Young, St. Tammany recall campaign leader of Christopher Tape, the coroner there in St. Tammany Parish. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.